This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program news analysis, now we bring you a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants are T.R. Ramachandran, political analyst, and K.V. Prasad, journalist.
The Union Cabinet met today under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and took a slew of decisions. The most important among them was to clear an ordinance to make the practice of instant triple talaq a penal offence. This was announced by Union Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad after the cabinet met, and he said they cited compelling necessity for the move as a practice annulled by the Supreme Court. He continues, he accused the Congress party of not cooperating in the passage of the Muslim Women Protection of Rights on Marriage Bill, which is pending in the Rajya Sabha. Mr. Ramachandran, this is something which the government of the day had committed itself to soon after the Supreme Court had annulled the triple talaq, and there have been series of reports from various parts of the country, even as late as yesterday, that somebody on telephone or on one of the mobile gadgets has rendered triple talaq to a wife. So this is a serious social practice that the government wants to do away with. Of course, as the minister said, the bill is pending in Rajya Sabha for some time. Your comments?
It's very interesting. I think by and large, people are in favor of such a law in this country, and there have been movements by the women, by the Muslim community themselves, as to why this is barbaric and should be taken away from the statute books. In the context of everything, I think what Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi has said is very significant. I think if it was not for his initiative, probably this would not have happened in this kind of a quick time. I think its relevance is very significant because the government itself has admitted this is not new to India, but in several, at least a dozen of the Islamic or Muslim countries, this law has been taken off the statute books and they have replaced it with other laws, which is not as cruel, if I may use the word, as it is that you simply say talaq three times, either verbally, in writing, or in whichever form, and then you know you can just leave the woman you've been married to and that is the end of the story. But the ordinance has several provisions which, in case such a thing happens, where the person concerned who is doing this triple talaq is saddled with the responsibility of providing necessary assistance both to his ex-wife and if he has children by her. So I think in the overall context, this was long overdue and it was easily passed in the Lok Sabha. I think there were problems which occurred in the Rajya Sabha, one because of Parliament was not able to function properly and Rajya Sabha in particular was disturbed on just about every day during the monsoon session. I think so, somewhere along the line it got stalled. And there is a problem in the Rajya Sabha as far as the BJP-led NDA is concerned, which does not have a majority in that upper house. But nevertheless, I think given the importance of the whole issue of triple talaq, the government has found it necessary in the meantime to come forward with the ordinance. And we all know the ordinance will have to be brought before the floor of the house for it to be passed within 6 months after the president gives its assent. In the overall context, this assumes great significance given the kind of fight that Muslim women themselves have come forward and said the barbarity of such a thing that exists, especially the triple talaq, that you could just say talaq three times and that is the end of the story. I mean, there is no responsibility placed on the man to simply get up and seize all relations with his wife and call it a day. I think in some ways, if the Islamic countries themselves have found this untenable in the given situation, I think we've been a little late in coming with the corrections to this triple talaq. But nevertheless, I think the government of the day has been very keen and has woken up to the realities of the situation on the ground.
I think the law minister, when he provided some details on what the ordinance contains, he said a woman or her blood relative will have to file a case before a police station to make the offence cognizable, and the offence is compoundable. A compromise can also be reached before a magistrate after the woman who is affected by this an act consents to such a compromise. I think that also what happened during the course of debate in Parliament when this bill was moved initially by the government in Rajya Sabha, some of the members of Parliament raised issues as to what happens if the person who is charged with such an offence is straight away put behind bars by police or the law enforcing authority, thereby denying the woman immediate relief in form of some kind of a thing. So there were some nitty-gritty issues which opposition members raised it, and I think the bill which came to the House addresses some of it, and obviously the ordinance would contain those proviso. But as certainly the minister appealed to the Congress party and its former president Sonia Gandhi and also to other leaders, women leaders in this country, Mamata Banerjee and Mayawati, to ensure that such a bill, which is in interest of women, is carried forward.
The initiative has come directly from the Prime Minister himself, and I think its significance just cannot be undermined. It was in August last year, in 2017, that the Supreme Court, in a landmark verdict, held the practice of triple talaq violates the constitutional rights of women. In that situation, I think the Modi government just could not sit idle. And it is in that situation that subsequently the Modi government introduced a bill to criminalize the practice. The bill was passed in the Lok Sabha in December last year. And since then, it has had a problem. It has been prolonging as it has been unable to pass it in the Rajya Sabha. I mean, there are handicaps for the government as far as Rajya Sabha and securing a majority in that house is concerned. So I think in the meanwhile, while making appeals, the Law Minister, Mr. Ravishankar Prasad, has also brought out the salient aspects of the ordinance and how he has appealed to particularly the senior women leaders in the country to help and assist in ensuring that the bill is adopted and passed in the Rajya Sabha as well.
Mr. Rao, there were some other decisions in the Cabinet. Of course, the Cabinet and the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs took a slew of decisions. As one of them, the Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Modi, approved the extension of timeline for implementation of the special package under Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana, which is the National Rural Livelihood Mission for Jammu and Kashmir, for another period during 2018 and 2019. It approved allocation of funds on a need basis for implementation of special package without linking it to poverty ratio. Now, this also is significant because the fact is they were saying there were unavoidable reasons and disturbed conditions of state. The special package, which was approved in May 2013, could not be fully implemented. Now, this reflects the commitment of the government to try and ameliorate the lot of people, irrespective of the fact that the political parties continue to do what they do on the...
Oh, that's right. I think essentially meant for, as you have just mentioned, covering all the vulnerable rural households in any state all over the country. And they are estimated at 2/3 of the total number of households within a definite time frame. This is indeed an ambitious program. And it is targeted at a particular section which we all know needs desperate help. But we have had problems in implementation of such programs. On many occasions, we have found that it does not reach the targeted people. But hopefully, I think this time, more homework has gone into this and that it would be of great help. I think let us also talk about the other decision taken by the Cabinet today, Prasad, is also about focusing on Anganwadi workers. You know, it is very significant that some marginal relief is being provided to them. And the work done by these people in the remotest of areas and in the villages and so on and so forth is quite remarkable.
Yeah.
And many instances have come to life how they have really done a great job in providing the necessary assistance to women in labor and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think they are actually real foot soldiers who continue
Absolutely.
To toil irrespective of the elements, braving
Absolutely.
The elements.
I think their work cannot be undermined by any stretch of imagination.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs decided to approve the enhancement of honorarium to these Anganwadi workers and helpers, linking it to incentive to them, which is largely targeted to the Umbrella Integrated Child Development Service Scheme. And there is saying a total cost of some 10,600 crores. And nearly 27 lakh Anganwadi workers and Anganwadi helpers will be benefited by this approval.
The Anganwadi worker will henceforth get ₹4,500 per month from the present ₹3,500 per month. This is being extended to the helpers connected with the Anganwadi program. Now get an increased pay of ₹2,250 per month. I think these are part of the overall measures of the central government to provide more benefit to around 27 lakh Anganwadi
yeah.
workers whose presence and whose assistance, I think, to women has been quite phenomenal.
Yeah, the government does emphasize that this program, through its targeted interventions, strives to reduce levels of malnutrition, anemia, low birth weight babies, and ensure empowerment of adults and girls, providing protection to the children who are in conflict with law, provide safe place for daycare to children of working mothers, create synergy, very, very laudable social scheme.
Definitely.
Which actually touched people at the bottom rung of the society.
Well, it is in fact core scheme which really, at this area, women do need all the necessary help. Let's not forget, they come from very poor backgrounds and they have problems in getting medical assistance here. The Anganwadi worker these days is working much more than a midwife would do. She's virtually a doctor on the scene and helping in delivering the baby. I think it has had its very positive impact all over the country, and that cannot be denied by any stretch of imagination.
Another somewhat related is the decision to approve the ASHA benefit package. ASHA, of course, is ASHA, and ASHA facilitators have been meeting the eligibility criteria. They are the ones who are working on social security schemes and implementation of like the Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana and the Pradhan Mantri Matri Suraksha Bima Yojana. They say the increase in the amount of routine and recurring incentives under the National Health Mission for ASHAs, under the National Health Mission, from ₹1,000 to ₹2,000. So this is something like almost 1,200 crores package, and the number of beneficiaries estimated is almost 1,06,36,701, which is the government says of ASHAs and ASHA facilitators who will be covered under the Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Yojana. Now, the impact of this project, it says, will improve the safety and operational performance. Eventually, it's, I think, if you look at the quality of people, number of beneficiaries go up, and I think the impact, as they say, the targets are very good. The institutional mechanism for NH National Health Mission would be utilized to implement the proposed benefit package. Now, what it says is something like by March 31st, 2019, 65% of ASHA and ASHA facilitators will be enrolled in the social security schemes. And by October 30, 2019, 100% of them will be enrolled in the social security. It's again, say, one of the larger missions and the National Health Mission to bring people under this financially secure in terms of health benefits.
I think this can be seen as another attempt on the part of the government. It just moves away from the insurance schemes, but this also ensures that the necessary assistance is provided, probably which has been lacking up to this point of time.
Yeah, and in fact, the basic, day, as you know, the annual premium is just 12 rupees per beneficiary. And what it allows is for the eligibility criteria for 18 years and 70 is 1 year period, 2 lakh rupee in case of a death due to accident, 2 lakh in case of a total or irrecoverable loss of both eyes or loss of both hand or feet, and 1 lakh in case of total or irrecoverable loss of sight of one eye or loss of one use and hand.
I think many of these accidents go unnoticed, and the people who suffer from it are quite a large number, but at least they're trying to help them out.
Two quick things I would like to. The cabinet approved a revised cost estimate of dam rehabilitation improvement projects.
I think this is very significant, Prasad. Let's not forget that the recent calamity occurred in Kerala has been an eye-opener in very many ways, because some of the dams there, though they stood their ground, but the water that really, because of the unusually heavy rains, virtually wiped out the state in which all their districts in Kerala were very severely affected. People are only now trying to put back their lives together, but it is going to take quite a while to do that. It is not surprising at all. The cabinet today has approved an allocation of 3,470 crores for the rehabilitation and project management of no less than 198 dams across the country. There has been an outcry by people who have been suggesting to Kerala how to deal with the environmental crisis, and no attention has really been paid to it. But apart from the environmental protection, they've also taken up steps to ensure strengthening the dams which are in these states. And some of these dams do not really cater to very heavy rainfall, because of which the calamity that we saw in Kerala was of a very, very high scale. Therefore, I think this scheme cannot be taken lightly, and it has its own significance in the overall process of protecting people from water because of very heavy and incessant rain, and also to ensure that the dam remains safe and it is there and is not really washed over or damaged.
Two more decisions were taken just to announce. One was the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs decided to equity infusion in the RCF in Talcher Fertilizers. And also they have decided to
run a train, Indore to Badri.
New construction of a new line, which is going to be approximately 205 kilometers with the cost of 3,261 crores, which will connect Indore to Jabalpur and Indore to Mumbai, and cutting a lot of time for in terms of travel. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prasad.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants were T.R. Ramachandran, political analyst, and K.V. Prasad, journalist. The program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, news.air.nic.in. You may email opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.